You're listening to Fracturing Football, where producers Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer break down the latest in NFL news, only on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football, only on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Luke Donovan, and unfortunately, my co-host Spencer Fleischer is unable to join us today. But instead, I have guest Jace Deary here with me in the studio. And through 3 weeks in the NFL season, you've started to figure out whether or not your fantasy teams are as good as you thought they were when you've drafted them. And to start the episode, we are going to dive in to quarterbacks. Looking at the top 10, we see Patrick Mahomes, 28.9 points per game, where he left off last year in an MVP caliber season. I think it's a testament to how good he is, even with his number one receiver out, Tyreek Hill. Has been out with a shoulder injury since early week one, and I think Mahomes is finding guys like DeMarcus Robinson, who has really stepped up for that Chiefs team, and their offense is exactly where they left off last year. Looking at number two, just behind him, Lamar Jackson, 28.6 points per game. They did lose to the Chiefs in the last week three matchup, but other than that, Lamar Jackson has had an MVP caliber season so far.
He's looking great, and I think he's really gaining his confidence as well as really a passer, because, you know, there was always that talk about him switching over to that running back position. But, you know, he's really becoming a lot more comfortable. And I think now that he's the guy in Baltimore, whether he was unlike in previous years when he was kind of a backup figure, I think it allows him to really truly be himself in that quarterback position.
I think the great thing about Lamar Jackson, he has that cannon of an arm. He's able to find Hollywood Brown, the rookie this year, in the deep balls, and he's taking the lid off defenses vertically.
Yeah, absolutely. Hollywood Browns.
If you're looking at the Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan, 6 interceptions on the year, still at 7 on quarterback points for fantasy. He's done a great job this year, but he's got to limit the turnovers here. So that is really killing the Falcons offensively.
That throw that he threw in the Colts game, it was he tried to throw it over it was a seam route,
right
on the left side, and he threw it right to Clayton Gethers.
Yeah,
it was a terrible throw.
And I also
and you question like Matt Ryan, like, what are you doing, Matt? Like this, yeah. You know, this is Matty Ice. This is a dude who made it to the Super Bowl. Who had was he the MVP of the year? No, okay. Either way, he had an MVP caliber season, and you just question like, what's going on with Matt Ryan?
And if you think about Matt Ryan too, like back in the day, he was a dude that was dropping like 400 yards a week. And also, I think one thing too that's also stemmed an issue with that at Falcons offense, the amount of penalties they have. They had 17 penalties against the Colts. And, you know, whenever they were in the red zone, there was either a holding call or a false start. Like, that deteriorates an offense. And that can get Matt Ryan angry and want him to force something.
And I think if you're looking at the Falcons offense, they've been pretty one-dimensional this year. Freeman did have a good game against the Colts on Sunday. But before that, he's done near nothing. And I think the Falcons are relying too much on the passing game. If Devontae Freeman's not working, they got to get guys like Ito Smith involved in this offense, become more balanced, and get Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley open one-on-one, because you can't guard all those pieces, and I think Calvin Ridley is a great receiver for this Falcons.
I agree with you in regards to Calvin Ridley. In regards to Julio Jones, you're not going to get one-on-one coverage with Julio Jones, and if you do, then he's probably going to throw it to him.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football. I'm your host, Luke Donovan, in the studio. Still with me, my guest, Jace Deary. As we move on to running backs here, looking at the top 10, but the biggest news, I think, Saquon Barkley, New York Giants running back, and the first pick overall in about 90% of fantasy drafts, Saquon Barkley, out 4 to 8 weeks in this one, and that is a bad injury for the Giants.
I mean, it puts even more pressure on Daniel Jones. I mean, he's definitely proved himself, you know, last game, but, I mean, puts the pressure on him even more that he has to be on target with his receivers.
Yeah, and I think moving down the list now, Dalvin Cook, 26.1 points per game, draft pick of the year, and he has been absolutely amazing in this Viking offense. It's good to see that they're actually sticking to their guns, focusing on the run like a classic Vikings offense.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I never, honestly, when I was looking at my draft board, I didn't even think of Dalvin Cook. And the fact that he's having such this great of a year really takes pressure off Kirk Cousins in that receiving core with Adam Thielen. You know, it's good to see him, though, like, getting back into his groove and figure it out fast.
And since the Andrew Luck retirement, Marlon Mack has been a huge staple for this Colts offense so far. 174 yards.
Insane.
Week one. I mean, he has been an absolute beast, huge focal point for this Colts offense.
Yeah, he has been. I mean, that's what we needed, though. When you lose somebody like Andrew Luck, who brings that presence on and especially off the field, your team is left wondering what they're going to do now. You know, you lost one of the biggest name quarterbacks. You lost the key component to your whole football team. They needed somebody to step up, and that guy was Marlon Mack. Like you mentioned, you got to give credit to Brissett for filling that role so well. He's had an incredible game too. His completions are off the charts, but the Colts haven't had a great running back since, I mean, honestly, Joseph Addai. Addai was that guy that we always had to go to, and I think every team in the NFL, especially now, needs a guy that you can go to for those yards on carries. Marlon Mack done an incredible job stepping up and going into that role, especially after losing a guy like Andrew Luck.
And the Colts have had a great season, nearly 3-0 right now. They lost to the Chargers week one in overtime, but a few things could have gone their way, and that would have been a huge win for them to start the season. 2-1 on the season, and Jacoby Brissett has indeed played very well, trying to fill the steps of Andrew Luck.
We're back with more fantasy football updates only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football as we turn our attention to tight ends. Evan Engram so far leading the pack here, 20.9 points per game, leading the Giants in receptions, and he's going to have a huge amount of volume with their star running back, Saquon Barkley. He's going to miss about 4 to 8 weeks so far. Evan Engram has been an absolute monster for the Giants, over 100 yards in two games this year, and he's had at least 6 catches in all 3 games for the Giants so far. Indeed, their leading threat here. But coming in at number 2, bit of a sleeper that I knew was going to be a huge part of the Ravens' offense, Mark Andrews, 12.8 points per game. Number 2 at the position right now. Came in questionable going into the week, but before that, 8 receptions, over 100 yards, found the end zone twice, and he has done an absolutely amazing job for the Ravens offense so far, and he's going to continue to be a beast here. One of Lamar Jackson's favorite targets down the field. Now I have Clayton Walker joining us here. Clayton, what do you think about Evan Engram, 20.9 fantasy points per game, and the Giants' leading receiver through the first 3 weeks? Yeah, now moving down the list here, the Raiders tight end Darren Waller, pacing tight ends in catches. He has 26 on the year, and he's done a fantastic job. He's improved every week, 70 yards week one, 63 yards week two, 134 yards week three, still hasn't found the end zone, and I think that's going to be a big key moving forward, only ahead of Travis Kelce by a slight margin, but I think Kelce has more upside being on this explosive Chiefs offense.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there, Luke. With the Raiders tight end, a lot of tight ends getting a lot of big yards this season, a lot more than we've seen in the past seasons. Travis Kelce right now in the top 5 for receiving leaders this year on that amazing Chiefs offense, and it's just going to be a good year for the tight ends.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, I still think he's the number one tight end to have. Time we have today on Fracturing Football. I've been Luke Donovan signing off, and good luck in your fantasy leagues this weekend.
Thank you for listening to Fracturing Football with Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer, only on 91.3 WHJE. Tune in next time for more NFL updates.
I really think just like